Welcome to the Transitions Daily podcast. Transitions Daily is an online recovery group that offers a daily distribution of popular recovery resources accompanied by a secret Facebook group for discussion. We hope you enjoy today's readings.
This is Transitions Daily for April 8th, read by Buddy C. from Atlanta, Georgia. AA Thoughts for the Day, Change. Let us never fear needed change. Certainly, we have to discriminate between changes for worse and changes for better. But once a need becomes clearly apparent in an individual, in a group, or in AA as a whole, it has long since been found out that we cannot stand still and look the other way. As Bill Sees It, page 115. Thought to consider. We're responsible for the effort, not the outcome. Acronyms. Change. Choosing honesty allows new growth every day. Just for today. Objectivity, step 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. They comfort the melancholy one by first showing him that his case is not strange or different, that his character defects are probably not more numerous or worse than those of anyone else in AA. This the sponsor promptly proves by talking freely and easily and without exhibitionism about his own defects, past and present. This calm yet realistic stock-taking is immensely reassuring. The sponsor probably points out that the newcomer has some assets, which can be noted along with his liabilities. This tends to clear away morbidity and encourage balance. As soon as he begins to be more objective, the newcomer can fearlessly, rather than fearfully, look at his own defects. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 46. Daily Reflections, an Inside Look. We want to find exactly how, when, and where our natural desires have warped us. We wish to look squarely at the unhappiness this has caused others and ourselves. By discovering what our emotional deformities are, we can move toward their correction. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 43. Today I am no longer a slave to alcohol, yet in so many ways enslavement still threatens. Myself, my desires, even my dreams. Yet without dreams, I cannot exist. Without dreams, there is nothing to keep me moving forward. I must look inside myself. To free myself, I must call upon God's power to face the person I feared the most, the true me, the person God created me to be. Unless I can, or until I do, I will always be running and never be truly free. I ask God daily to show me such a freedom. As Bill sees it, anger, personal and group enemy. As the book Alcoholics Anonymous puts it, resentment is the number one offender. It is a primary cause of relapses into drinking. How well we of AA know that for us to drink is eventually to go mad or die. Much the same penalty overhangs every AA group. Given enough anger, both unity and purpose are lost. Given still more righteous indignation, the group can disintegrate. It can actually die. This is why we avoid controversy. This is why we prescribe no punishments for any misbehavior, no matter how grievous. Indeed, no alcoholic can be deprived of his membership for any reason whatever. Punishment never heals. Only love can heal. That's from a letter, 1966. Big Book quote. If we're planning to stop drinking, there must be no reservation of any kind, nor any lurking notion that someday we will be immune to alcohol. Alcoholics Anonymous, More About Alcoholism, page 33. 24 hours a day, AA thought for the day. Second, alcoholics recover their faith in a power greater than themselves. They admit that they're helpless by themselves and they call on that higher power for help. They surrender their lives to God as they understand Him. They put their drinking problem in God's hands and leave it there. They recover their faith in a higher power that can help them. Have I recovered my faith? Meditation for the day. You must make a stand for God. Believers in God are considered by some as peculiar people. You must even be willing to be deemed a fool for the sake of your faith. You must be ready to stand aside and let the fashions and customs of the world go by. When God's purposes are thereby thwarted, be known by the marks that distinguish a believer in God. These are honesty, purity, unselfishness, love, gratitude, and humility. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may be ready to profess my belief in God before others. I pray that I may not be turned aside by the skepticism and cynicism of unbelievers. Hazelden Foundation, P.O. Box 176, Center City, Minnesota, 55012. I'm Buddy, and I'm an alcoholic.
We hope you enjoy today's readings. You can also receive Transitions Daily via email and discuss today's readings in our secret Facebook group. So for more information, go to dailyaaemails.com today.
Other than the 24 hours a day reading, unless otherwise specified, all quotes copyright Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., 1952 through 2001.